take me through what that would have entailed, that fitting process.
Yeah, well, in the works, when you, because quite often I'd build a machine in the works and then you strip it down for transport to site. So you would take it to pieces. You'd be left with the two main castings and the columns either end. The columns holding the two main castings together. Then your pumps, your pipes, your pneumatic servo, the covers, everything like that was loose and would be loaded onto the back of a Pickford. The whole lot would go onto the back of a Pickford's low loader. So you'd get to site and Pickford's would, we'd unload all the loose stuff, the you know, and leave the heavy items on there. They take the back wheels off their low loader and use their tractor unit, in other words, the lorry that pulled the articulated low loader, use that to get the main castings or the main press off the low loader. One instance, I was up in, I think it was Redcar, and Pickford's, we were working on site on a Sunday because they didn't want to interrupt production. So I was on site on my own with Pickford's, you know, the lorry. We'd managed to get all the bits, loose bits off, and they were just we'd use skids and rollers to move the press into the building it was going into. The foundations had already been prepared. But in this instance, the doorway, I'd been given some dimensions of the doorway, and they were wrong because the press itself was wider than the door. Now, Pickford's cost a lot of money to keep overnight, so it was either Pickford's had to hang on, go and find accommodation and come back the next morning, or I try and find somebody to make a decision whether I could knock the wall down. Couldn't find anybody, so we knocked the wall down anyway. Managing director of the company came along the next morning and he was not happy at all until I pointed out that had I not knocked the wall down, he would have had a rather big bill for Pickford staying overnight and still working the next day. And he let me off after that.